Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Second-hand shopping makes sense on so many different levels. Good for the planet, good for your wallet. But for most of us, it doesn't really ever extend too far beyond clothes. But it can encompass a wide array of items like furniture, books and electronics. Here to tell us more about how to second-hand shop properly for more than just clothes, I'm joined by sustainability journalist Jo Linehan. Good morning, Jo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Where do you want to start? What's your favourite second-hand item?
Well,
that isn't clothes.
Yeah, and you're so right. Everyone does just think of the clothes and books, but there's so many other great items. I suppose for me at the moment, everywhere I go, I see people doing DIY, home renovations, clearing out their homes. And, you know, those kind of typical DIY items, no one ever thinks that they could get in a charity shop. But there is a fantastic new initiative called Restore. And there's six stores in Ireland right now, two more opening. And they stock amazing things that you need to do up your home. So everything from hammers and nails and drills to more extensive items like bathrooms, so shower fittings, toilet fittings. They have things for kitchens.
Yep, you had me until toilet fitting. I'm not sure I want somebody else's secondhand toilet.
Well, let me explain. You're not actually buying those secondhand. So what Restore do is that they source perfectly good items from large retailers that they can no longer sell. So it might be end of stock.
End of line,
it might be
yeah.
out on the display. So for instance, you know, you'll have items that are perfectly good in working condition, they just can't sell and they're really, really affordable. So that's a great initiative.
Toys. Mums and dads are always guilty of saying, my precious little one needs a brand new whatever it is for birthday or for Christmas. But any child under five, if it's presented to them in the right way, isn't really going to know the difference.
Well, let me preface by saying I don't have children. I'm a very helpful friend and auntie. But yes, it is a big issue. And, you know, a lot of my friends will say to me, I accumulate so many toys, there's no space for them. And like you said, after the first hour, they're bored of them. And this is another thing that people, I think, especially for parents, they want to give their kids the best. And so when it comes to buying things maybe secondhand or from charity shops or borrowing things, there is a feeling of, well, am I not giving my child the best? But what I would say is, again, rethink that a little bit. There are some amazing toys that people, you know, gift. They get them for Christmas, they get them for birthdays, they're never opened. Those are gifted to places like Bernardo's. They have 54 shops nationwide. Then you've got things like Let's Help Provision. Amazing charities. But there's also an amazing new initiative called Toy Libraries, and they're opening all over the country, and they work just like book libraries. You go in, you sign up for an account and you can take a selection of toys for a couple of weeks and then you can drop them back. And I just think that's such a genius idea to be able to have a rotation of toys that kids can try and have fun with and then send on. So that's a really exciting culture that's happening. It does take a little bit of a mental agility for parents to get over the idea of, you know, not buying things and keeping them. But I think it's a no-brainer.
Doesn't mean you love them any less.
It doesn't.
I think it means you love them more because you're going to a little bit more effort. Now, how does second-hand food shopping work?
Yes, another one that people would think, I don't want someone's second-hand dinner or their leftovers, but there's a fantastic app called Olio. Now, that app is based on your location. So you can sign in and it will have a certain radius from where you are. And what that is people, you know, logging on and saying, maybe I had a party the weekend and I have lots of leftover packaged food. Maybe I have lots of veg that I grow in my garden that I have no use for. So you're able to source things locally that people need to rehome. And again, you're not, you know, taking someone's leftover pasta. You're taking packaged goods, leftover goods. And those are things that, you know, traditionally really can't be rehomed, especially even to charities because there's a food safety issue there. But perfectly good food items and foodstuffs, you know, packaged things that you can take off someone's hand. Or equally, if you have things left over, a great way to rehome them. So that's Olio, O-L-I-O. Definitely check that out.
I asked the question in the office today, does anybody around here ever use, any of my female colleagues that is, ever use anybody else's lipstick? And I got an immediate and universal, and the reason that I had asked that question is because there is now a market for secondhand cosmetics.
Yes, there's a fantastic Irish charity called the Hygiene Hub. And what they do is they take, again, packaged personal hygiene items, makeup items, beauty products, and they find ways to rehome them. Again, items that you wouldn't traditionally know how to rehome if you had them left over or if you got a gift and you didn't want it. But the Hygiene Hub are great. So they connect people who have leftover items with people who need them.
And these are packaged and sealed. That's
completely.
The important distinction.
And that's why it's called the Hygiene Hub, because they really want to hone in on the fact that, you know, these are safe to use. They're completely quality assured in everything. And especially when it comes to, you know, personal care items, let's say like period products, there's still a significant issue with period poverty in this country. So if you're someone who's struggling like that, you can get in touch with the Hygiene Hub. They will ask what you need and then they will send you out those items. Fantastic initiative.
It really is. Very good. Okay. Furniture. We all know that it is possible to, there's any number of different exchange websites now. So there is really increasingly very, very little need to go out and buy a bed new or a sofa new, is there?
There is, because we're such a wealthy company in many respects.
A lot of people
will, you know, update their rooms, update their houses a lot, but stuff that, you know, is still good to go. They just want to give it a refresh. And thankfully now there are ways to donate those items. And then for people who want to buy more affordable items, do that. I would always say, you know, if you're a little bit maybe reticent to try that, head out to the Age Action Warehouse in Cherry Orchard. It's absolutely huge. It's incredible. The NCBI do great work with rehoming, great furniture and items.
What will you find in those warehouses? Everything under the sun?
Everything under the sun. So your wardrobes, your beds, your kitchen furniture, pretty much everything. And I suppose the big thing with all charity shops is that you need to be a regular to really get the good stuff, because you'll have the eagle-eyed people who go in and, you know, cherry pick the really good stuff. So you do need to be regularly checking in with them. But there are those there. And obviously Oxfam do amazing homewares too. They have a really beautiful shop on Francis Street, but they also have other stores nationwide that do stock some furniture. So just check it out and keep an eye.
Okay. So Oxfam for the homeware. Is there anybody else doing the homeware?
For the homeware specifically, they'd be your main ones. Oxfam, NCBI. What I would also say, though, in general, and furniture would be a great one on this, is Freecycle Groups. And for anyone who's on Facebook, I would say get on, have a look and type in Freecycle Group locally. And these are community-based groups. They've popped up all over the country. There's dozens in Dublin alone. And what they are people who say, I have, you know, this brand new sofa, it doesn't fit in my apartment, or I have these great school books that someone might need this year. And the only rule with the Freecycle Group is that once you join, you don't pay a fee or anything. You just accept the items if you need them. You don't get too greedy, and that you're respectful on the groups. But what you do is you just go and collect the items. I've used it myself. It's been fantastic to rehome things.
The homeware thing makes so much sense. I remember one of the most expensive periods of my life was when setting up new home by myself and doing that kind of purchase of all of those things that are in a kitchen drawer and going and looking at the price as new and saying, I'm not spending a fiver on a blinking bread knife. And you can pick up that level of kitchenware, can you, in these places?
Yes, especially on the Freecycle Groups. I mean, the amazing products and items that come up on Freecycle Groups, depending on your area, like, you'll pretty much find everything. And you can also put out a request. You can say, I've just moved into my apartment, I'd love some new knives. Does anyone have a spare set? And you will be amazed. People will say, yes, I actually have a couple. Come and collect them.
Now, I know we said we wouldn't talk about clothes, but given the time of year that it is, August just around the corner, let's just have a quick mention of the possibility of secondhand school uniform.
Yes, such an expensive time for parents. A lot of families under a lot of pressure. We're coming into August and it's really a back to school focus, which is where there's a fantastic initiative between M&S, Oxfam and eBay. And what they do is they have different collection points in M&S stores where you can drop off secondhand school uniforms and then they're redistributed. So call into your local Oxfam store or head online to eBay and you can get those secondhand uniforms for a really, really fraction of the cost in great condition. They do quality checks to make sure that they're in good nick.
Fantastic top tips there, Joe Linehan. Thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.